let's just begin with the blanket question of the first two games. Your assessment of the series so far?
Yeah, I thought the first game, we played exactly what we played. We didn't give them much, and obviously it wasn't one of the prettiest goals, but it was a goal to get the win. The second game was kind of the opposite. I thought Toronto had a really good game. They came out and answered the bell after their game won. So it's going to be an interesting game tonight to see how both teams respond being tied 1-1.
Yeah, and I don't really agree with Torts and his assessment of game two. I thought you guys played good. I thought maybe wearing down a little bit. We've talked in the show a little bit about how, teams are going to come out. They're going to come out with a lot of energy, but there's going to be some kind of like letdown after those first couple, right? Your body's going to get worn down. You might have, a back-to-back might kick in. How do you see that kind of playing with the teams and, how do you see the Blue Jackets, how do you see your club coming out? Was training camp good for you guys? Are guys in shape? How do you think on the mental side of it as well, do you think your team will be able to stay with the way they played that first game and for most part that second game?
Yeah, it's going to be hard and no one really knows. No one's been set up in this format or, we obviously have a back-to-back with the Leafs. And after being off for so many months, you just don't know how guys' bodies are going to hold up. But with the style that we play, I think, I think it can complement the situation that we're in. I think one of the big things was we took way too many penalties. And, the Leafs have so much skill and so much talent. All up and down and through their lineup. And when you give them opportunities, sometimes they're not going to score, but, every hockey player knows that when you get some good opportunities and get some movement and get some confidence on the power play, the momentum carries over to the 5-on-5 game. So, we got to play a smart game, and that's how we've played all year, is kind of a smart one and defense first and see what happens. It's going to be an interesting night.
Rick Nash is our guest, special assistant to the GM of the Columbus Blue Jackets. This is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. When you guys, Rick, lost Sergei Bobrovsky in free agency, obviously that's a two-way street, and the player can pull the strings on that. He moves on to Florida. Were you automatically confident in Jonas Korpisalo and then Elvis Merzlikins on the come-up? Did you like that duo right away, or did it take time for the goaltending position post Bobrovsky to set itself? Because I can tell you, Korpisalo was in Leafs fans' heads and may still be to some extent in this playoff series. It's been great.
Yeah, what's interesting is last year was, it was kind of my first year joining the management group. And, we went through the trade deadline, getting Duchene and Zingle and all these guys, and then the free agency hits, and it's Bob and Panarin. So I kind of felt like I jumped right into it and learned a lot of information early. And I remember, after that summer when those guys signed to different teams, and I was in our managing meetings and just saying that we think we have two great goaltenders. And obviously Corpy's, somewhat proven NHL number one, and obviously he's making, an all-star bid this year, and now he's looked incredible. I remember them saying that, there's this goalie in the Swiss League, Elvis Merzlikins, and, anytime you can throw up a Swiss goaltender of the year or a Swiss championship, you have to be good. I played in Davos in both lockouts, and that league is the real deal. They got some great skilled players. They got some great goaltending over there. So, you lose two really, really good players, and obviously Bob being one of the best goalies in the league. But, when you lose someone like that, it almost gives another guy an opportunity to step up and jump in the spot.
Last game, I'm sure you saw it. All of us saw it, the Torts and Dubois exchange on the bench. First, just want your initial thoughts on that and what was going through your mind. And maybe have you ever gotten into it, a coach that bad on the bench? I know it only happened to me in junior. After that, I never said another word to the coach or even looked in their direction, but Just your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, they're both emotional guys, and they both love to win, and they both kind of, you know, wear their heart on their sleeves. And, you know, it's in a series of five games when every game means, you know, so much, when you don't really have time to take a shift off or take a period off, emotions run high. And I've played for Torts, and, you know, you know on the bench that in the middle of the game, you know, as a coach, that's probably the closest you're going to get to be as a player of feeling the energy, feeling the excitement. And tensions run high. And you know what? Both these guys care a lot about winning. And, you know, I'm sure everything's kind of figured out now, but it's pro sports. You watch every pro sports, and there's battles within the battle. And, you know, it's a matter of how you respond and how you come out of it.
Well, I've always said, Rick, that it would be great if every Blue Jackets game could be double boxed on TV. Half the screen showing the game and half the screen just a still camera on John Tortorella for the facial responses and all that. You know, he's such an entertaining just personality, and I don't know if he means to be. I don't know if he enjoys that side of it, but it was interesting. We had Kevin Bieksa on the program a couple of mornings ago, and Kevin played for Torts in Torts's 1 year in Vancouver in 13-14, and the Canucks did not make the playoffs that year, but Kevin said on this program that Torts was the smartest coach he ever played for. You played for, as you alluded to, you played for Torts for 1 year with the Rangers in 2012-2013. Did he stick out to you in that same vein that he stuck out to Bieksa?
Yeah, when people kind of ask me about Torts, I know you guys will appreciate this, but he was the most honest coach I've ever had. He always knew where you stood. You know, there was no guessing games. There was no kind of figuring out if you're going to be in the lineup, out of the lineup, at the top of the lineup, on the second line. You always kind of knew where you stood, and he always let you know how he felt. And another thing was just how good he is on the bench at reading the game and reading the situation. So, you know, Torts, there's a reason why, you know, mostly everywhere he goes, he wins and has success. He's that good of a coach.
Up against the clock here, just last quick one. Who for you guys are you kind of expecting to break through, I guess? Maybe somebody hasn't played well, or a young guy that maybe hasn't gotten the ice that you think he should get so far. Is there anybody that you think the Jackets, maybe somebody we not on our radar that you think can be a game changer for, you know, this next one?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, because you know you can kind of go through the lineup, and you know, I feel like a lot of our guys play better as they play as a team, and you know, figure out together. I think this is a big time for Cam Atkinson. Obviously, he had the big goal in the first game, and I think he needs to lead by example and take that next step, you know, as a premier player and a world-class player in the league. And, you know, he's a veteran now, and he's really got to drag these young guys into the fight. And, you know, I know he can do it. He had a great camp, and he's skating well. And, he's the face of the Blue Jackets up front. And, you know, I'm looking forward to see how he responds tonight.
I don't know how to sign off with you, Rick. It feels like good luck would be probably inappropriate. but hey, we're just happy it's all back. We're just happy it's all back. And I think tonight's a huge game for the obvious reasons. You take a 2-1 series lead in a best of five. That's obviously big. But being down 2-1 and playing on the back-to-back tomorrow, and 3rd and 4, 4th and 6, with the quick ramp up, it's a grind. Tonight's a huge one. We'll be watching. We wish you well, and we'll certainly catch up again soon.
Okay, guys. Take care. Thanks for having me.